You are the totality right now. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy in Campo, California, here in Owari, Nigeria, talking about you are what? You are absolute philosophy. You are the absolute allness. And what does it mean to be the absolute allness? We talk about that sometimes. We say that we are the absolute allness, we're the isness, you know, we're the allness. And we use those words because they cover a lot of things. But what does it all cover? It covers another word. And it's a word that we don't like to use too often because it's a dirty word. And it's called me-ness. Me-ness. And we're afraid to say me-ness. We're afraid to say I. Me, I. Yeah, we're afraid to say that because you thought it was another word, didn't you? We thought that when we say that, that we're separating ourselves from others. But we're not. Is there a Christ spirit? Is there the spirit of Christ? Yes. Is it in everybody, everything, everywhere? Does everybody have the same Christ spirit? Did Jesus use the Christ spirit to express himself? Sure did. Does God use the Christ spirit to express itself? Yes. You see, we sometimes want to make things so complex. And we want to say absolute is so complex, it is so, you know, grand and magnificent. It's like the Big Bang Theory we talked about the other night. The Big Bang Theory, if you hear it from a scientist, it sounds so magnificent, so grand. If you hear it from a daddy talking to his kids, telling them how this lonely little atom was so wanted somebody to play with. He never knew anybody to play with because he never had anybody to play with. He didn't know that play was even something to do. But we inject that in there as a storyteller because we have gone through that. So this lonely little atom blows himself up and becomes all of the universe. Now, is that understandable? Yeah. Is that something even the kids can understand? Is that something we can understand? No. Is it true? Probably not. Doesn't matter. However we want to write the creation story, we can. And we can have 100 creation stories, and they're all correct. Because they're the creation story by me, by you, by whomever. And the creation story is the story of creation as I remember it. Having been there, of course, you know, each one of us, we're there at creation. We were at the beginning. Endless. When was the beginning? There was no beginning. We were there then. You see, we're always there. We're always there at the endlessness and the beginninglessness. We're always there. And we are enjoying it. Now, a lot of people say, well, Jesus the Christ was a neat guy and he did these great things. Well, hey, do you know what the name Jesus the Christ is? I'll tell you. Herb Byerly. How about that?
Darwin.
Me.
Oh, good. I like that.
I was Jesus Christ. And Emmanuel. He was Jesus. And all the rest of you, you were Jesus. You were right there. You were the ones who carried out that story. And you were always arguing with yourself, listening, you know, what's going to be the best way to get the message across to the people? You know? And then, you know what your biggest argument ended up being? That's what he did. That's what he did. He put his thumb on his nose and said to the people, he said, I must go so the Comforter can come. You're depending too much on me. Remember? You're depending too much on me. I must go. You see, hear this complex, marvelous theological story that said this man who came forth to do wonderful things, which each of us do. Each of us have come forth to do wonderful things. I mean, if you want to play the game of Messiah right now, you can. You have within you all of the ability, all the knowledge, all the wisdom, all the understanding to be a fabulous Messiah. Or a toyful, a devil, whatever you want to be.
Yeah.
Or what you can be just a human being or a divine human being. You can be anything you want. It doesn't matter. Because in the allness, you're everything. Now, are you going to be a Jesus Christ like the man who lived back there 2,000 years ago? Or are you going to be a Jesus Christ of the 21st century?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. And are you going to be a computer expert, Jesus Christ? that could do all these things. And, you know, we should enlarge our horizon of the complex universe that we live in and find out that it is so simple. It is so utterly, utterly simple that a child can understand it. Endless? Why is it that children learn computers real is easily?
Because they're alive and stuff, and before they arrive, I'm already impacted on them.
Mm-hmm. Now, the children learn computer easily because they're not afraid of anything.
Their mind is open.
They just dig in there, and if they make a mistake, they say, "Endless, I made a mistake. Help me!" And Endless comes back and he presses the redo button and he says, "There you are." "Oh, Endless, show me what that button is." "No, no, no, that's my button. That's my button. I gotta be I gotta have a purpose for being here. If you know where that button is, you don't need me anymore." But you see, children are not afraid. They push buttons and they do things like with games. Oh, they just work on games and they just have a great old time because they're not afraid. And we all are afraid. We all are afraid. Now, you get in your car and you say the worst thing you could ever say to yourself or another. Have a safe journey. Safe from what? You're putting my consciousness on the idea of having an accident or having a problem. My goodness sake, please go home and don't ever darken my door again. I don't need to be safe. I am surrounded by the pure white light of love. Wherever I go, everything is open and beautiful before me, but safe from nothing, you know? So keep that in mind with everything in your life, because you are divine, and everyone is divine. And everybody creates every experience in their life, whether they take credit for it or not. They put a cause in motion that brought the unhappy experience or the happy experience in their life. And you're doing it right now to yourself, too. And so we cannot feel sorry for anybody. We cannot feel sorry for the little baby who puts his hand on a hot stove. Because he knows. He knows it's hot. But he's playing. He's fooling around, you know. Remember the story of Moses? That's good. I do too. So, what did Moses do? Moses was in the Pharaoh's court, and the Pharaoh tested Moses to see whether he was interested in gold or in, the people or whatever. Yeah, well, he gave him two coins. One was a gold coin, and one was another coin. And he had to test the coin by biting it. And he bit the hot gold coin, and it pierced his lip. So he became, he could not speak clearly. And because he could not speak clearly, when he had his mountaintop experience, and God says, "Bring my people out of Egypt land." And he said, "But I can't talk. I got this cleft lip here." And he says, "Well, your brother Aaron's a good talker. He'll go with you, and he'll talk up a storm for you." Now, you see, all of these things are interesting stories. They're fascinating stories. They're beautiful stories, but they're just stories. And we can create them as well as anybody else, and we do. And when we teach in our churches, when we talk to our students in our classes, when we talk to our family, our friends, our wives, our husbands, or whomever we talk to, all we want to do is to live what we believe. And when they look at us and they say, "I know why your life is all pretty. You're born right, You got something going for you. I don't know what it is, but you got everything going for you." And you just say to them, "So do you." You don't say, thank you. "Yes, I am damn good boy. Oh, yes, I'll rule it over all you." No, don't say that. Just say, "And so are you." Because that's what you see. You see them being wonderful just like you are. And you see, You take the complexity of the absolute, you take the complexity of the religion of the theologians, you take it and bring it down to brass tacks, where it's just a simple, wonderful way. Like Jesus said, love your neighbor like you love yourself. Now, that's the trouble. People don't know how to love themselves, so they don't know how to love their neighbor. And they don't trust themselves, so they don't trust their neighbor. My goodness sakes. The time is now that we do love ourselves. We do trust our neighbors. We do believe that this is a great world that we have created. Now, let's take credit for it, and let's live it and enjoy it. And right in the now, this is what true philosophy teaches. This is what true wisdom brings out of us, to live who we are right in the now. Be wonderful, fantastic, and glorious. Can you do that? I can. Have a wonderful day. I love you. I love you. I love you.
Love you.